Monday, August 24, 1924, 12:03 a.m., seas off Cape Farewell, Greenland. Aboard the Dornier Wall, the crew had resigned themselves to dying at sea. They had landed 4.5 days ago, temporarily, when the fog had gotten too thick to continue. They, too, had been forced lower and lower by the descending fog, but their faster speed had made evasion of the looming icebergs almost impossible. After brushing several with the tips of their wings and surviving, they knew they had already pushed their luck further than they deserved. Rather than risk the collision they felt was imminent, they found a small patch of ocean clear of ice and landed, planning to take off when the fog had lifted. After landing, the weather had become even worse. As the crew huddled together for warmth during the frigid night temperatures, gale-force winds churned the sea into a maelstrom. All during the long night, the seaplane had been thrown around violently, tossing, turning, pitching, and rolling in the heavy seas that pounded it. With the dawn came the realization that the engine pylons had buckled, the ailerons had been torn from the wings, the elevators were bent and twisted, and the horizontal stabilizer lay broken at the attachment points. The Dornier Wall would never fly again, nor could the engines be started that might taxi the hull closer to Greenland. There was nothing they could do but wait for rescue, and they were under no illusions of the extremely small likelihood of that. For the first 3 days, each of them had taken turns keeping watch through the small escape hatch over the pilot seat for a ship that never came. Their meager survival rations were now gone. Cold, hungry, and exhausted, unable to sleep during the last 4 days, none had the strength to keep watch any longer. They lay together in a heap on the floor of their once magnificent flying machine, feeling as broken in spirit and body as it was. All hope was now gone, and they were resigned to a death at sea. 25 minutes earlier, their very pistol had fired the last of their flares. Each man had written a final letter to his most loved ones in the event their bodies were ever found. When they could find the strength to speak, it was to discuss the most merciful way to end their agony.